And local. KBOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM present The Talk of Emporia, bringing you local issues, topics, and events of the day.
Good morning and welcome to Talk of Emporia, 14 KBOE 96.9 FM and KBOE.com. As we broadcast from the Lyon County Fairgrounds Anderson Building and honor a hero. Chuck Samples, Ron Thomas joining you here today as we get things started here between now and about 11:35, 11:40, and really just help to highlight the work that Wreaths Across America veterans and organizers have been doing for the last several months here for the 2026 effort. And before we get started, wanted to remind you that Talk of Emporia, as always, is brought to you by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue and also by Newman Regional Health. Ron, good morning. Happy Wreaths Across America Honor a Hero Day.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's great to be out here, and what a nice event. They'll be out here until 2 o'clock this afternoon, raising money for Wreaths Across America, trying to get to that 2,333 wreath goal, and that will make sure that every grave of a veteran in Maplewood Memorial Lawn Cemetery is covered, and that will certainly add to the ceremony coming up December 13th. This is the last day to get wreaths purchased. Anything on top of what, if we hit the goal today, on top will go to Wreaths next year for the ceremony. But any donations greatly appreciated today, and we're represented not only by Wreaths Across America representatives, but also we've got the Emporia Police Department, Lyon County Sheriff, Emporia Fire Departments. They're all out here. So you can stop and thank all of these people for what they do. Make a donation. There are people standing out in the very cold north wind today. We have kind of moved inside the doors. We appreciate being inside out of the wind. A little tough to hear everybody with the wind whipping through the microphone, so it's great to be inside. But you can make your donations, and hopefully we'll be able to report a big total coming up tomorrow morning. And we'll do that at 7:05 tomorrow morning.
Okay.
We'll give a total update on where we're at and if we did hit the 2,333 wreath goal. But you have an opportunity to make a donation. Any size donation, greatly appreciated. And it's a great project, and we'll be talking with lead organizer Scott Bernheide here in just a little bit. But we'd like to welcome to the program Clay Childs. Clay has been with us on a number of occasions. Of course, you know, the wall that was here during the summer
absolutely.
Was a ultra successful venture, and to touch so many lives. And Clay, good to have you here,
Thank you.
Appreciate you joining us.
Always a pleasure to be here, Ron. Chuck.
Well, how are things going out here so far today?
Well, yeah, the weather is the only thing that's causing us a little bit of challenge, but we got a little bit of wind, but that doesn't mean you can't drive by in your car and come by and just say thank you as we go by. I think that's maybe that's the reason that we kind of chose this. Not only is it at the cutoff deadline for us to be able to order and process the wreaths in time for them to be here, but it is, you know, 2 days from Thanksgiving, and we as a community here in Emporia and the surrounding area have so much to be thankful for. Including our veterans, our law enforcement, our fire department, all of the people that do those things. You know, they've got a challenging Thanksgiving traffic season coming up, so it'd be just a great time even just stop by and show our law enforcement their support for, you know, what they're going to have to keep us safe over our Thanksgiving travels. But it all ties together. Honor a hero, including our law enforcement, our fire department, our veterans, and certainly honor those heroes that are out at Maplewood Memorial Lawn. We'll be doing that on December 13th.
Well, Scott Bernheide, the lead organizer, has called you and Rochelle Burke, who are on this team now, the dream team, coming off of you know, the wall that heals, and what an event that was here this past summer in Emporia, and as I mentioned, touched so many lives. So how did you get involved and hop on Wreaths Across America? What led you to be here now?
Well, I don't want to put this. The Wall That Heals was such an exciting and emotional experience for us, for everybody. And what it really did for me is it re-energized me as a retirement age veteran. You know, all of a sudden, I've got these younger veterans and seriously involved, and their energy is just fantastic. So to have and continue to keep that energy going, it made sense to go straight from the Wall of Deals into Wreaths Across America. We just want to really keep the energy up And these young veterans are just amazing in the things that we could do. And we've got such an exciting time going on with younger veterans involved. I would encourage anybody that's a veteran in Emporia, no matter what your age, to get involved with the American Legion, the VFW, because we are doing great things in Emporia.
Why is it so important to have the younger generation in, Clay? Because, you know, you're looking at, you know, you've been in as part of the, you know, like a veterans organizations here for a number of years. A lot of folks here have been in for 10 plus years. You know, the conflicts continue. Why is it so important to get infusions of younger members in and younger energy in?
It's certainly the energy, but it's also the perspective of a different generation of veterans coming in. And but by and large, my main thing is it's important to perpetuate the organization. We have to have these organizations to advocate for veterans' rights. We have to have these organizations to help veterans in need. And if we get the next generation involved, it helps perpetuate that continuing support for our veteran community. And certainly here in Emporia, the founding city of Veterans Day, that's near and dear to our heart.
Again, Clay Childs joining us, one of the lead organizers of this year's Wreaths Across America effort. And, you know, when you guys, you and Rochelle Burke, who's going to be our next interview, jumped on board here in late October, early November, there were close to 400 wreaths that had been set aside. They'd been, I don't know if you want to use the term purchased, or they've been spoken for.
Right.
You and I had a chance to talk just briefly a little bit earlier here about why we've seen basically the numbers grow almost sixfold between the last 3 weeks. What have you seen here that has really put a charge into this effort?
Well, I think that we established a lot of credibility with what we can do when the wall that heals, you know, success of that. So I think our credibility as veterans organizations and particularly those that helped bring it in have really energized it. I have to give a huge credit for being able to get where we are to some very large, you know, sponsors from the Emporia area. The business community really, really came on board. They sent me a text here with a whole bunch of volunteers. I'll read off the first few,
okay,
and then we'll let Rochelle do some more after that. But J.M. Smuckers, we've got Mitchell Markowitz Construction, Flint Hills Towing, the American Legion, the Riders, Sutherland's, Simmons Pet Food, we got Gion Showcase, we got Bruce Davis Construction, Modern Air. That's just to name a few. We'll let Rochelle take it over from there. But those people that come out, those companies that come out and donate 100 or more wreaths, I mean, that really puts a big progress, you know, on our count. But I also want to say we couldn't have got there without the individual donations. So the individuals that are out there, that every wreath counts, you know, especially those that can be made for grave-specific that talk to, you know, people come in and they want to be sure to have a wreath on a specific grave. So, again, there are a lot of individual contributions, but the business community has just turned out at a level that I've never seen before in Emporia.
And you want to make sure that you let people know you're looking for volunteers, you know, for the ceremony coming up on the 13th.
Absolutely. You know, and that's the reason we wanted to do this event at the fairgrounds, and you can drive through. It's not like you have to come into the American Legion or you have to, you know, sometimes just even phone calls and emails are hard to do, but this is a personal connection. You can come out and just tell us what you'd be, if you'd be interested in helping on the 13th, how you'd want to do it. We'll get your name, phone number, and email if you have it. But we'll get you involved because this is a personal ceremony. It's a personal experience. It's one thing to donate and buy wreaths, but what the emotional response to it is what's going to keep this program alive. When people come out and they lay a wreath on a veteran's grave and they say their name so that they're never forgotten, it's the personal and emotional experience that is going to keep this program going in the future.
Well, you do need plenty of volunteers because with 2,333 wreaths, that's a project
there. That is a project. Another project is going to be parking. Stand by for news on that.
Okay.
We need to figure out a lot of logistics on how we're going to get the volunteers to park, where they're going to meet, and we'll be looking forward to talking to you in the coming weeks about that. So, Yes, we're hoping for, I would say, 300 volunteers altogether. So that would get it done, I would think, in a couple hours. We're going to have the planning on having the graves pre-marked, so they'll be a little bit easier to find than in years past, so that people will be able to find the grave quickly and be able to make that part of it go a little
Will you
smoother.
Need pre-marking volunteers there,
too? Yeah, we'll need volunteers for that, too. But actually, I think Brenda out at Maplewood Memorial Lawn has got a high school group. It's coming out on Friday, the night before, 40 high school students. So, again, honor, remember, teach, I believe, is the mantra of Reads Across America. And so, again, getting our schools involved, getting our students involved, getting the youth organizations. I know Rochelle just told me that a 4-H group just came by and bought 27 wreaths, you know. So just having, you know, we're well over 2,000 wreaths already today, well on our way to 2,333. Everyone counts. But, again, the main thing is this is a great opportunity to bring this community together to do this, to thank your heroes, thank your local heroes, remember those that have gone before us, and to offer to help us out on December 13th. There will be also a cleanup day in January. It hasn't been set yet, but that'll be a big project, too. So there are many people that maybe can't, they can donate time but not money. Some people have, you know, can donate money but not time. So there's an opportunity here to fit in and just make this a huge success for this community, and we really appreciate the support we've got. We're really excited. It's going to be an exciting day. We plan to announce. We'll call you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning,
what, 7:05?
I'll be on the phone with you, and I'll give you a call, and I'll let you know how we met and or exceeded our goal this year, and everything that we go beyond, again, that'll go towards next year. That'll just give us a head start. So we really came on strong on this after the Wall That Heals project was very time-consuming. Next year we'll have all year to kind of work towards it. But we really have put on a good push, and I just can't thank our sponsors in the city of Emporia and surrounding area enough for making this a huge success.
I think good push is a decided understatement.
Yeah.
Clay, really appreciate your time with us today, and thanks all really for all you've done, not only with the Wall That Heals, but here with Wreaths Across America, and, you know, just yet another way to give veterans their due.
Yeah, I think so. And it's just it's an exciting time to be a veteran in the Emporia area. And we've got a great group of people. It's a great time to get to know them. And it helps us veterans get involved with, again, like 4-H clubs and the high school and things like that. So it really is bringing the community together to rally around these veteran activities. And it's really rewarding for me personally as a veteran and just as an individual to see the excitement around these programs.
Well, your energy is oozing. We can feel it, Clay.
Well, I feel it. I try. I will have a big nap after my turkey on Thanksgiving Day, though.
You've earned it.
I'm going to take Thanksgiving Day off before we start again.
Well, Clay, thanks for your time, and thanks for all you're doing. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much, guys. We always appreciate your support.
Yeah, and we look forward to that phone call tomorrow morning, 7:05. Can't wait to hear what that number is going to be. But Lyon County Fairgrounds, Chuck, 10 until 2 today.
Yep.
You can drive by. Going to make it easy for you. You don't have to get out of your vehicle. They have all kinds of volunteers, and you can't miss it. It looks festive out here, and it looks, well, patriotic, as it should, as we got American flags, the Sheriff's Department, Police Department, Fire Department, they're all out here. You can make your donations. You can volunteer to volunteer.
There
out
you have
here
it.
Today, too.
Yeah, all of that and more here, again, at Honor a Hero until 2 o'clock at the Lyon County Fairgrounds. Again, the setup is outside the Fairgrounds Anderson Building, but come in off the 12th Avenue entrance and help the quote-unquote good push have a great end. Clay Childs joining us here on the Talk of Emporia with Ron and Chuck here. The morning show shifting to midday here for you today. We're going to take our first break here on the Talk of Emporia. Talk with organizer Rochelle Burke when we come back. Talk of Emporia here this Tuesday morning brought to you, as always, by Newman Regional Health and Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue.
Newman Regional Health reminds you that November is Diabetes Awareness Month. Do you know the signs of diabetes? Symptoms like fatigue, blurry vision, frequent thirst, or increased urination can be early indicators. Spotting these signs early can help you take control before complications arise. Early detection matters. Take the first step toward better health today. Visit NewmanRH.org or call 620-343-2376 to learn more. Newman Regional Health. helping you achieve your healthy goals.
If you need catering this fall, call Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. For family reunions, weddings, corporate events, and more, let Bobby D's cater your special event. With over 24 years of professional catering experience, we're able to handle any size event you have, whether it's a dozen people or several hundred. From meats to sides to desserts, we make catering easy for you. Don't trust your catering to just anyone. Let us make your event a success. Call Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue today to book your event. 342-1990.
Good morning. Chuck Samples, KVUE News, with local news headlines today brought to you by Tracy Edwards and Jake Scott, Platinum Financial Solutions, Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Organizers of Emporia's Wreaths Across America event now just about pushing the halfway mark for the Honor a Hero event taking place at the Lyon County Fairgrounds until 2 p.m. Residents still encouraged to drive through the fairgrounds, give their thanks to military veterans, law enforcement, and emergency responders, donate to the Wreaths Across America cause, and or sign up to volunteer for placing wreaths and taking wreaths away. Another year, another record-setting workplace campaign for Simmons Pet Food as part of the United Way of the Flint Hills ongoing fundraising effort, with nearly $65,000 generated. And Lyon County History Center Director Greg Jordan, with a couple of complete surprises last week, honored with the Distinguished Service Award through the Kansas Museums Association and getting a standing ovation in the process. Headlines today brought to you by Tracy Edwards and Jake Scott, Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC.
Win three large Gambino pizzas in the At Work Network. Register today at kvoe.com/at work. KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. Live, win free pizza and local. You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
Talk of Emporia continuing from the Lyon County Fairgrounds on site. One of our rare ventures outside the Roger Hartsook interview room, and with a very good reason. As Chuck and Ron continue here our broadcast on site as Honor a Hero nearing the midway point. That goes until 2 o'clock here this afternoon at the Lyon County Fairgrounds. And once again, it's your chance to honor military personnel, past and present, law enforcement, and also emergency responders for the work that they do. And also it's a way for you to get on the board with the Wreaths Across America effort, whether it's to donate to the wreaths, maybe claim several wreaths if you would like to, whether it's to volunteer for the different components of the work to come. And there's several different components that will be taking place ahead of the actual date, December 13th, or for the pickup day, which is going to be set up a little bit later on in January. Regardless, come on down. Wreaths Across America has had an enormous push just since the early portions of November. And the way it appears right now is the 2,333 number, which would get all of the veterans' graves decorated at Maplewood Memorial Lawn Cemetery next month, is not only in sight, but it is right now easily attainable as we get here towards midday here on this Tuesday. We're glad to have with us Rochelle Burke, who is one of the organizers and part of Scott Bernheide's dream team, although she doesn't want me to say it. I just did. So
I already did. Yeah, it's already been done.
It's all good, Rochelle.
We laid that to rest. Oh, Rochelle, yeah. Hey, how you doing?
We're inside.
The north wind is a bit chilly out there, isn't it?
I was like, let's move inside for Ron. And I'm like, no, I want inside. So it's freezing.
Well, we invite people out here not to freeze because they don't have to get out of their vehicle. And we've got volunteers ready to take any donations, and you can sign people up to volunteer as well out here,
yes.
Can't you?
Yes, we can do anything. So you can roll up, buy one wreath. You can donate a dollar. You can just donate change. We'll take anything. And biggest thing is like Clay said and you said, volunteers. We need more than what Scott and Clay had last year. I think they had maybe 50 last year. So with almost 2,400 wreaths, we need help.
Yeah, so and volunteer, it will be on December the 13th. And there's also opportunities to volunteer, I'm sure, for unpacking. And, Clay, so there's all kinds of other things, even the marking of the veterans' graves prior to laying of the wreaths on the graves that will happen on December 13th as well. We'll get into those specifics when we ask Scott Bernheide here. But, Rochelle, how have things went? You've been on board here for a number of weeks now, trying to energize and get this wreath across America, across the finish line. How have things been going?
It's Ashley Mitchell. She won't get on the radio. She's
We've invited her, and she's not far away either.
No.
From where we're at right now.
It's an Army.
She's got a great smile going
on. It's an Army thing.
Thank you, Ashley.
So she's the one that's got, like Clay said, I mean, she's gotten Shelley Electric, Modern Air, Sutherland's, Bruce Davis. She's gotten all those, and she's knocking, and she's just keeps coming back with all these checks of all these businesses and individuals in town that want to support our organization.
Well, it sounds like that businesses and individuals have received this pretty well, haven't they?
Yes, yes. And so not only has she got the sponsorship, we've got some stuff for them, and she'll be going back and actually visiting them, inviting them to the ceremony, because we want them to come to the ceremony, be part of it, not only donate and support it, we want them with us so that they can be there for the ceremony and personally lay a wreath too and see how
awesome.
Important it is to everyone.
Rochelle, you had mentioned here about, you know, the needs for volunteers. I wanted to kind of loop back to that. We know about, you know, or at least we've publicized about, you know, the need for the volunteers on the day itself. But you're actually going to need volunteers ahead of that to basically offload and get everything in place, right?
And that is part of Clay and Scott. And that will, we're trying to do it. Clay and Ed Rathke and I went over and we took some pizzas over to thank the young individuals from the Wall That Heals last Thursday over to Lebo High School. We had about 15 or 16 young kids. Those were the kids at the wall that were handing water bottles. They were very persistent. I said, just hand everybody a water bottle. I do not need anybody to get sick or go down. So we took pizzas over to them, pop, and thanked them for the support that we had. And we were over there, and there was a couple Legion guys from Lebo that told us that that we basically can receive a truck, and we were going to have Ashley and Mitchell Markowitz and Flint Hills Towing. We're going to offload it and have it a day so that we can set up a parade and escort and not be rushed. And that's what they advised us, that's what they do over in Lebo. They actually, the American Legion from Lebo goes up to Ottawa on, I think it's December 6th, and they receive trucks into the Walmart distribution, and they actually do the taps and all that and offload thousands of wreaths right there in Ottawa, and then they go from there and they actually get to have their own parades at their time and not just that day on December 13th when everything is rushed.
Well, what a project this is, and when you hopped on board here, did you feel pretty confident that the goal of 2333 would be hit?
Either way, it was going to be hit. We wasn't going to go down because we had such a huge backing on the wall, and that was close to my heart with the Vietnam. And so then when the biggest thing was is we are laying the 2,333 at Maple, but the other biggest thing is like my father is buried in Missouri, and there was a lot that I've did a lot of pairings, which means is you can buy a wreath to put at Maple, but you can also have a wreath either sent to you or another family member here in town or else place in another state, and then they can lay that wreath at your veterans in another cemetery.
Well, we have representatives all over the place out the Lyon County Fairgrounds off at 12th, that north entrance. Just drive through, and you can volunteer. You can make a Wreaths Across America donation because we want to hit that goal. And we're going to find out at 7:05 tomorrow morning live with Chuck and myself on KVOE from these folks here what the final number is. You feel confident?
Yes. And we're
feeling good?
Yes, and we're a little over 100 volunteers. We'd like to get to the 200. We'd like to be able to where we have a lot of the we have 4-H organizations, I think, Rinker, Clover Cliff, they've been on board, they've donated. But we also have USD 252 Honor Flight.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Megan and Stacy down there, they're very big, and Ryan. But we have those young kids coming in to set the wreath for the. So we want the volunteers, and you don't have to go and lay the wreath. What we're asking is, if you want to, come sit at a table and help tell these kids what section you're going to go to. This section, and you're going to lay these 12. So we have different levels of volunteer. Not all of them are walking and laying. You can sit in a chair. So,
you're organized.
Yes.
Now. I know Clay mentioned a few of your big sponsors. Do you want to mention some other ones here, Rochelle, while we have a chance?
Yes. We have the American Legion Post 5, of course, and we also have the Riders. And then we have the Modern Air, but Shelley Electric, Burnett Brothers, Maplewood Memorial Lawn, Brenda, and the Charter Funeral Home. They are the biggest. It's American Legion and Maplewood. We've got Lyon County State Bank employees. They took it out of their own pockets and donated.
Right.
Roy Miller Backhoe, AAA Glass, Neenan Company, Mayer Electric, Glendo Manufacturing just came on, All Veterans Golf Tournament, Jesse Solis, Len Feeler, Richard Porter, and then we have Daniel Klingensmith at DPP Manufacturing. And then we wanted to also mention Karen and Brenda over at the Flint Hills Technical College. And we wanted to also make sure that the Honor Flight 252 Southern Lyon County. And then we've got a couple of 4-H organizations, Rinker and Clover Cliff here in town, and then Emporia High's FBLA.
That's a list. That is such a robust list right there.
Yes.
And J.M. Smuckers is going to be donating too, right?
They are. They are. So.
Well, that is awesome. And you have so many other volunteers. The list is far too long to go over everybody. But we can't thank you folks enough for volunteering and making donations. It certainly seems like the 2,333 goal is going to be hit. And we just need people out here to make your donations and to sign up to volunteer.
Yes. Yes. Anything, just volunteers. That's what we're pushing right now, because I think the 23-33 is just over the hill. It's just right around the corner for us, and
well,
so
awesome.
we are very confident that either way, we've had a couple of our donor sponsors already say if it is not met by today, after that they will make it sure it happens. So
wow.
We are. That's why we're pushing for the volunteers, because
yeah.
We have the unsung heroes that are in the back going, okay, we donated this, but we want to make sure you make this. So
Clay was mentioning he's still feeling the momentum from the Wall That Heals here this summer, and something that he was really excited about, and he couldn't say it enough, was the involvement of the younger veterans that he sees now that affected having the Wall That Heals here. Is that something you've seen too, Rochelle?
Yes, but we are younger than him, so that's all that matters. No, the biggest thing is I think they said that I think we close to a little over a dozen and a half new members that we attained. Having it there at the Legion, having it at our home place, we not only signed them, but Ashley said that they've gotten VFW new members too, just because
Right. They
don't have a building doesn't mean that their posts aren't still active in the community either. And they, both VFW post and the Legion, all three join together and do the honor guard, the color guard, and all the funerals around the surrounding area. So they're just as important as we are.
Well, thanks for all you've been doing for veterans. Thanks for your service.
Yes,
keep the great work.
Thank you. Thank you, Michelle Burke, for your support, both of you.
Reese, love to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Reese Across America. Again, this is the last day for really setting up for fundraising, but you can still volunteer, as Michelle mentioned repeatedly. Volunteers are needed not only between now and December 13th for the actual Reese Across America ceremony, but also when it comes to pickup in January. That date's going to be determined based off of weather, but a really great effort so far this month. We're seeing folks coming in here to the Fairgrounds Anderson Building to donate, to volunteer, to say thank you, and that's all what Honor a Hero is about here until 2 o'clock at the Lyon County Fairgrounds Anderson Building. We're going to take our final break here on the Talk of Emporia. We'll get in the lead guy, Scott Bernheide, here in just a second as we wrap things up here from the Fairgrounds. With Ron Thomas, I'm Chuck Samples. Talk of Emporia today brought to you by Newman Regional Health and Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue.
Are you planning your holiday or Christmas party this year? Want to make the holiday family dinner easier to manage? Contact Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue for catering options or meat by the pound to go. With over 24 years of professional catering experience, they're able to handle any party size, from the best smoked meats in town to side dishes that include their famous cheesy potatoes to desserts like their mouth-watering cobbler. Their smoker has only so much space, so save your date today. Call Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue.
Flu season is here. Don't let it slow you down. If you're feeling under the weather, Newman Regional Health Medical Partners Express Care is ready to help. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and weekends and holidays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. because your health matters every day. Walk in or call ahead at 620-343-7828. Fast, friendly care when you need it most. Newman Regional Health Medical Partners Express Care. Your health, our priority.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz in the Pentagon, investigating U.S. Senator Mark Kelly, who's also a retired Navy captain and astronaut, for possible wrongdoing. It follows his participation in a recording telling military members not to follow orders that are illegal. ABC's Louis Martinez has Kelly's response.
Kelly is really responding with tough language. He's essentially saying, look, I flew combat missions over Iraq. I flew space shuttle missions. I commanded space shuttle missions. My wife, who represented at the time was Representative Gabby Giffords, was shot in an act of gunshot violence. And he has essentially given so much of his life, he says, to protecting and upholding the Constitution of the United States. Essentially, he's laying out a really tough line here that he is going to fight this.
At the White House, an annual Thanksgiving tradition, President Trump pardoning two turkeys.
The turkeys being pardoned today go by the names of Gobble and Waddle.
Sparing them from the holiday dinner table, both turkeys will return to North Carolina and be in the care of North Carolina State University. This is ABC News.
Find a bargain or cut a deal. Garage sale listings at garage sale prices. Find out all the details at kvoe.com/garage sale.
You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
Emporia from the Lyon County Fairgrounds. Chuck Samples, Ron Thomas with you here this morning. Honor a Hero. Wow. Doing well would be one way to put it, Ron, to say the least.
Really, and we're just happy to be here, and we're happy to be able to tell you about such a great event like this. And Reese Across America is the main theme here, but we're also, you know, honoring veterans. We've got the Emporia Police Department represented, Lyon County Sheriff's Office. We've got the fire department out here, first responders. So an opportunity to drive by and drive through and thank all these folks for all that they do. Make a donation to Reese Across America. Any donation amount will help. And you can volunteer to help Reese Across America during their ceremony coming up December the 13th. And we're with lead organizer now, Scott Byrne. Heidi, Scott, your thoughts on how things are going, Reese Across America. How are we doing?
It's windy.
Yes.
But we're out here, and we're doing great. We've got people driving through. I'm just touched by the support.
I know, Scott, you and I had talked a little bit about really just kind of your emotions going through this, and I wanted to maybe back up a little bit and maybe talk about why it was so important for you to start this, let alone what you're seeing now from the community and the overwhelming run of support that we've seen just over the last month.
it's about the veterans. It's not. Ooh, thank you. This is about the men and women that, you know, I talked before how when you join the military or you're in the military, you write a check to the United States government, and some of them pay for the full price. And I just found out within the past 2 years that I have a great uncle that was, first he was missing in action, then killed in action in France. And he's buried in the American cemetery over there. And so when I first started, when this whole Wreaths Across America came up, I did research, and they're a participating cemetery, but they don't do the full cemetery. They do one wreath at the gate. And I thought, wow, I don't want to do one wreath at the gate. I want every individual veteran to be honored and remembered with a wreath. That's really what it's all about.
Well, and remember, a couple of years ago, you started this prior to the December date to plan for the next year. So last year was your first ceremony. And so how many wreaths did you have last year?
677, I believe, is what we placed.
Okay. And you came out really firing from the hip this year. You got organized a little bit earlier, and things were going quite well. And then you had some people jump on board to help you with Wreaths Across America, and things have picked up in intensity, haven't they?
It's been an explosion. but in a very good way. Yeah. I mean, I started out, you know, December 16th last year was Wreath Day, and I started out December 17th.
Yes.
So, and trying to get ready for this year, and we were doing okay. You know, we started out and doing promotions and getting on the radio, and then I was approached by a team of people that we want to join you. We want to help you. This, we see this. This is important. This is the founding city of Veterans Day. This should be here, and it should be an event. And, oh my, it had exploded. The support, it's kind of hard to explain. It really is. When you're going within a month, we went from 30 wreaths to we broke last year's number. Mm. And it's hard to explain, guys, because it touched my heart so much. It really did.
Well, it looks like the 2,333 goal, it looks like you're going to hit it.
It looks like it. Yeah. I believe so. We'll tally up from today, and we still have. I've been out there talking to people that doing different, because we have different programs for veterans that are not in our cemetery. So there was one lady that drove through. Well, her husband's buried in Nebraska. Let me look. So I researched that cemetery is participating. So I showed her how she could sponsor a wreath to her husband in that cemetery. Mm-hmm. You know, because, yes, I'm about Maplewood Memorial Lawn, but I'm also about Wreaths Across America. Over 5,000 locations this year, over 3 million wreaths. In just the state of Kansas, we've gained 10 in this year. So there's now 80, I think it's 80 or 88, I count, in Kansas this year alone. That are participating locations. So it's growing, and I want to help anybody.
Yeah, right. What are you hearing from, whether it's individual donors or, you know, business partners, when you ask, you know, how, you know, can you help, and you get the yes, what's the and? What's the why that they're telling you?
A lot of what I get in my interactions are they have a veteran in our cemetery. And other than that, the ones that don't, they just want to, they want to honor, they want to recognize our veterans and what they've done. Now, some of these veterans have been, well, some of them that are living are still going through, you know, tough times. But some of these, it's hard to explain. You know, I'm a Desert Storm veteran. I'm an Operation Iraqi Freedom veteran. But my story is a lot different than a Vietnam veteran. And that's a lot. But still a veteran.
Mm-hmm. Still a veteran. Scott Bernheide joining us. He's been the lead organizer here of Wreaths Across America. Such a heartwarming story to get to this point. And we're really anticipating here at 7:05 tomorrow morning when we're able to go ahead and announce that, you know, we're not only at 2333 but beyond, and then starting into the 26 and getting a really solid base there.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of bases, though, the need for volunteers. Yep. We've been hitting this with every interview segment.
Yep.
And you need a lot here to get those out scattered across the cemetery.
So what do you need the volunteers to do? What do you need the volunteers for, Scott?
I need volunteers. It would be nice if you just get onto our website where you can either click sponsor or volunteer. Click on volunteer. Tell us how many people are coming. That way we have a good estimate of how many people we need to that we're going to be having at the cemetery, because, yes, it is a big cemetery. We have graves scattered throughout the whole thing, so we need to be able to monitor and make sure that everything's in order and to Wreaths Across America standards and to the standards of the cemetery, because we are guests in the cemetery at the same time doing what we're doing. So currently we have 100, and my last count earlier was 188 have signed up through my website. And, of course, show up.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Come out and honor a veteran. Remember that veteran, because when you place a wreath at their grave, you say their name out loud. That's remembering that veteran and what they did, what they've served. And, you know, last year I was touched because our grandson was 8. And he placed his first wreath. And he didn't want to stop. Pocket, let's do another one. Pocket, let's do another one. And I kept the tag off the back, because every wreath has a tag on it that says, I placed a wreath, right?
Okay.
And I want everybody to take those tags, right? That's what they're there for. To people, when they place a wreath, take that tag with you as a memento. And I got a picture of him placing it and his first tag, and I framed them for him. And he just tickled pink. But while he's doing that, that's part of the TEACH program. We're teaching the next generation about freedom and what freedom means. So, and yeah, we do have a lot of curriculum for K-12, but to be there one-on-one with a child, with the younger generations, explaining to them, you know, because a lot of them, you got to explain what a veteran is. You know, there's younger people that, well, I was in Desert Storm. What's that?
Yeah.
You know, it's like we've lost some of the history.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of veterans out there now that are dealing with times from every conflict, Desert Storm, Iraq, Afghanistan, and on. But we just want to remember them. That's what it's all about. I mean, that's point blank. That's what it's all about.
So what is your website? How can people volunteer there?
www.wreathsacrossamerica.com/KSMMLC. Great. And that'll take you right to our site. We have a Facebook page as well. If you're on Facebook, you can find us on there. We have posters scattered around town with QR codes everywhere. Takes you right to us. We have a lot of different options to find us.
Well, thanks for all you're doing. This has really turned out to be something special. It was a great ceremony last year at the cemetery, and things have been taken to a whole new level.
And this year's, yeah, we had a few missteps in the actual ceremony last year, but it's going to be another good one, and we're going to honor these veterans.
Yep, and you still have a chance to chip in for Wreaths Across America. The final wreath count here, just over 2 hours before we wrap that up, and you can still volunteer. Scott, thanks
Absolutely.
Again. Appreciate
Thank you
your time, and thanks so much for
your service.
Thank you. You're worth it.
Scott Bernheide, our final guest here on the Talk of Emporia. Ron, we're going to wrap things up, but boy, great scene. And again, 2 o'clock is when things wrap up here for Honor a Hero at the Lyon County Fairgrounds Anderson Building. We hope to see you there.
Yeah, 10 until 2. Get out here. They've done a great job. The flags are flying. It's patriotic out here. Not only Reese Across America representatives, but Lyon County Sheriff, Emporia Police, fire departments here too. So thank all of our heroes.
Thank all of our heroes. That's the way to do it. Come out here until 2 o'clock. Don't forget, here at 7:05 tomorrow morning, we'll have a final total here on Wreaths Across America going into the December 13th ceremony. With Ron Thomas, I'm Chuck Samples on KVUE as our Talk of Emporia, brought to you today by Newman Regional Health and Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. You're listening to KVUE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local. The KVOE forecast from the TV13 weather team up next.
Flint Hills Technical College is excited to announce that they're offering morning classes presented 100% in Spanish. Classes are Tuesdays and Thursdays from 8 to 11:20 a.m. Call 620-343-4600 for more information. They have Spanish-speaking